Federal authorities have now joined the investigation of a wildfire near Palm Springs, California, the fire that killed four firefighters yesterday. The U.S. Forest Service crew was engulfed in flames as they tried to protect a home. A fifth firefighter, who was also badly burned, is now on life support. Investigators say the Esperanza fire was deliberately set by someone who realized that strong winds off the desert would drive the flames out of control over tens of thousands of acres. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn.
A flag flying at half staff whips in 30-mile-an-hour winds at the fire command post just west of Palm Springs. Thin black ribbons cover firefighters' badges, and everyone mourns the death of the U.S. Forest Service crew yesterday. But Forest Service Division Chief Randy Clausen says firefighters don't have time to grieve.
In the fire service, we all have to do a job, and we have to complete the job that we're doing now, and then we'll grieve as we get time. But for right now, we still have to do other things.
The hot Santa Ana winds are getting stronger and hotter today, with gusts shooting through the mountain passes at more than 50 miles an hour. Officials are scrambling to get crews out on the blaze that now stretches more than 15 miles.
Be safe, fight fire, and save lives.
Four firefighters lost their lives at the top of one of those mountain passes. Jan Gardner says the crew was trying to save her neighbor's house. She knows from past years the dangers of being positioned at the top of that canyon.
And I know they didn't like the idea of being there because there's only one way in, one way out, and it's at the top of a canyon. It's really dangerous.
So it's always been a difficult place to defend.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, where we live, we've got two roads in and out. Luckily, we wouldn't have made it out. You know, we wouldn't have got out at all.
The Garners had just a few minutes to evacuate. They loaded a dozen of their show dogs into their car and motorhome and headed down the mountain. That's when the flames cut them off at the pass. They did make it out, but Ned Garner says only after hitting something on the one-lane mountain road.
I'm not sure if it was just a clump of dirt or if it was a rock. I really don't know. I didn't stop to find out.
Garner shows an anger that is typical among many people here when he talks about this arson fire and the one who's responsible for it.
Burning him would be nice. Just a little bit at a time.
Garner says every time the Santa Ana winds whip up, some fool starts lighting fires. Investigators aren't saying much about how this blaze started, but they're positive it was arson and that the person who said it knew what to do and when to do it. That upsets Darlene Barnes, who came to a local Red Cross shelter looking for help in finding her lost horses and goats. She says there were three smaller fires set in the same area in just the last few weeks. She can't believe someone gets their kicks from doing such a thing.
On purpose. Yeah, just for the fun of it. That's so... I'd like to just skin him alive. Really.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger announced today a $100,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the arsonist. Riverside County is also offering cash to get, as one supervisor put it, the scum that did this. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Beaumont, California.